let's review. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis continues contrasting monetary and capital cases. Dina Mamanis, Matna Pi Echad. Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva. In monetary cases, a majority of one judge can decide the case, whether to hold the defendant liable or not. However, V'din Nefashis, Matna Pi Echad L'schus, V'apishnayim L'chayva. In capital cases, Bezin can acquit with a majority of one judge, but can only convict with a majority of at least two judges. The Mishnah continues, Dina Mamanis Machzirin Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva. In monetary cases, if the court decides that they erred, they can reverse their ruling, whether for or against the defendant. However, din nefashis machzirin l'schus ve'im machzirin l'chayva. In capital cases, they can only reverse their ruling in order to acquit the defendant, but not to convict him. The Gemara challenges this ruling from another Mishnah. Hadon es hadin. If a judge decides a case, and zika es chayiv, chayiv es azaka, etim es atar, tir es atame, he erroneously declared the defendant liable or non-liable, or he erroneously declared something impure or pure, masha asa asoi vishal me besai. His verdict stands, and he is personally liable for his erroneous ruling and must compensate the losing party. Here we see that we do not reverse monetary cases. The Gemara suggests several answers. Kan b'mumcha, kan b'she'ena mumcha. Our Mishnah discusses an expert judge whose later decision has the necessary authority to reverse the earlier decision. However, the other Mishnah discusses a non-expert judge, and so the litigant can decide to follow his former reasoning. However, the Gemara refutes this distinction from the end of that Mishnah. An expert judge is exempt from payment. Clearly, that Mishnah rules that we do not reverse even the ruling of an expert judge. Another judge, greater in wisdom, can reverse the ruling of the first judge, but the judge himself cannot reverse his earlier ruling. Our Mishnah discusses an error in the clear-cut ruling of a Mishnah. Therefore, the original ruling was not binding in the first place. The Gemara adds, "Afilu tobid Reb Chiya, Reb Oishia, afilu b'drav u'shmul." The same is true if he erred in a ruling of a Baraisa or even a clearly established ruling of the Amiram. However, the other Mishnah discussed an error in judgment, as the Gemara explains, "Kegain trei tanoi trei amiroi de pligi adodi v'leitmar hilchas aloi kamar v'loi kamar." For example, if two tanoim or amiram disagreed, and there is no established practice of how to rule. And ikri va'avit kechad minayu v'sugyu de'alma azli ki'idach. This judge decided like one opinion, while most judges would decide like the other opinion. In such a case, the verdict cannot be reversed. Kanshe notal v'nasim b'yad, kanshe lo notal v'nasim b'yad. The other Mishnah discusses a case where the judge himself took the money from one party and gave it to the other, and so he cannot reverse his ruling and is personally liable. However, our Mishnah discusses a case where he merely issued a ruling, and so he can reverse the ruling. The Gemara explains the Mishnayis in light of this last answer. Chayev es hazakai, kegain shenotal b'nasim b'yad. When he erroneously declared the defendant liable, he personally took the money from him and gave it to the plaintiff. However, zika es chayev, how is it possible to take money in a case where he erroneously declared the defendant non-liable, allowing him to keep the money? The Gemara suggests two answers. Kima d'ama patarata, kamoy shenotal b'nasim b'yad dami. When he declared the defendant not liable, allowing him to keep the money, it is tantamount to personally taking it from the other party. However, the Gemara asks from our Mishnah, L'chay v'heich mishkachasla, i'amal e'patr ata, ki misha notal v'nosa b'yad dami. If so, what is the case where we can reverse a ruling that was in favor of the defendant? If he declared him not liable, it is considered as if he personally took the money and he cannot retract the ruling. Therefore, the Gemara offers a second answer. K'gain shahaya le'biyad imashkin v'not lehimena. When he declared him non-liable, he took collateral from the plaintiff and returned it to the defendant. The Gemara now explains the rest of the Mishnah. Timei asatar de agi beisharetz. When he declared the produce impure, he threw an impure object onto the produce in order to bolster his ruling. Similarly, tir satame she'irvan bein peiraisav. When he declared the produce pure, he mixed it together with other pure produce. Therefore, when it turns out to be erroneous, he was personally caused a loss. The Mishnah ruled dinin nefashes machzirin l'schus ve'im machzirin l'chayva. In capital cases, Bezin can reverse their ruling in order to acquit the defendant, but not to convict him. The Gemara explains that the Pasuk says, V'noki b'tzadik al tarik, and we expound, Noki al tarik, do not kill someone who is innocent. Therefore, Yoytzi mebezin chayiv, v'omer echad yesh l'lamar l'avschus, machzir noisei. If we convicted someone, and now a judge finds a way to acquit him, we overturn the conviction. On the other hand, tzadik al tarik, do not kill someone who is acquitted. Therefore, Yetzim Ibezin Zakai, V'amr Echid Yeshel Lamar Lav Chayva, E Machzir Naisai. If we acquitted someone and the judge now finds a reason to convict him, we do not overturn the acquittal. Furthermore, Chiv Agolius, Asir Ritzeach Ritzeach. The same applies to cases of exile, as they are derived in Gzeir Shavah from capital cases. Similarly, b'malkis asir rasha rasha, the same applies to cases of lashes, as they are also derived in Gzeir Shavah from capital cases. The Gemara adds another distinction. This is only a bezin erd and a halacha mentioned in Teresh Lapeh. If the erd and the halacha that is explicit in the Torah, this is not considered a ruling of bezin in the first place, and we can even overturn an acquittal. However, chilufa lemesis, the halacha is reversed regarding one who incites others to worship avodah zarah. We reverse an acquittal, but not a conviction, because the pasuk says leitachma leitakasalav. We do not show him any mercy. The Mishnah continues, Dinu Mamon es hakol malam din schus v'chayva. In monetary cases, anyone may offer reasons why he is or is not liable. However, Dinu Nefash es hakol malam din schus v'in hakol malam din chayva. In capital cases, anyone may offer reasons to acquit, but not to convict. The Gemara offers two explanations of the word hakol. Hakol v'afila edim. Our Mishnah is referring to the witnesses. And the Gemara cites a machlekes where the witnesses can contribute to the deliberations. The pasuk says, "Ve'ed echad lo yana benefesh." A single witness may not advance arguments in the capital case. The Tanakhama holds, "Bein l'schus, bein l'cheva." He may not offer reasons to acquit nor to convict because mechzi k'negeya beidusei. We suspect that he wishes to retract his false testimony, fearing that he will be contradicted through azama. And since we do not allow him to retract, he instead offers reasons for acquittal. B'yisrei Yehuda Eimer, "Ein l'schus, vein ein l'cheva." He may suggest reasons to acquit, but not to convict, because the pasuk says, "Eid echad lo yana benefesh lamus lamus hudeina aina avol lazach kois aina." According to this interpretation of hakol v'afila edim, masnit in Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hi v'loy rabbanan. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, who allows a witness to speak for the defense. A second explanation: hakol be'echad min hatamidim v'divri hakol. Our Mishnah is referring to the students who are sitting on the side, watching the deliberations and proceedings, but are not members of the Beis Din. And everyone agrees that they may suggest reasons for acquittal.